We have a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park. Your chance to win is coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? For Lent, I gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm continuing that, so you will not hear them between 2 and 6 p.m. People are dumb on the show today. A person with 480 pounds of meth in their car. We have a great story from What's Up with Florida. There is a heat advisory in Southern California, and that, of course, means local TV news goes out and interviews people on how to stay cool. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature, and tickets for you to see Cannons in the K-Rock sound space in the 5 o'clock hour, plus more chances for Disneyland. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad manners.
Your chance to get a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland California Adventure Park, or Disneyland Park, is coming up in just over 20 minutes on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting Disney tickets. There is a restaurant called the Hidelio Hot Pot, and I'm positive that's not right, in Cupertino, California. And they have a robot that dances for customers. And apparently, yesterday, the robot went crazy.
South Bay restaurant going viral, not for its food, but its newest staff member, which kind of went haywire as it danced on the floor recently.
When are you going to get to the fact that this is a robot that is employed by the restaurant and dances for customers and went crazy?
Not the dance floor, but in front of diners.
Not the dance floor, see, because it's at a restaurant. It's a diner.
The new robot at Cupertino's Hidelio Hot Pot on Main Street got a little carried away. Taking a look at it.
Started dancing and then lost it, like somebody who was overcome, having a mental breakdown and just grabbing things and pounding on plates and breaking everything in sight.
Knocking over items on a nearby table as staff members tried to hold it back.
The restaurant waiters and waitresses were literally fighting with the robot. I would have tipped extra for the show.
Someone apparently hit the wrong switch, setting it into a frenzy.
Why does it have a frenzy switch? Why is that an option for them to accidentally set it on bedlam?
Robot seemed a lot calmer last night when our crew showed up.
We have since found out that somebody at the restaurant pressed the, quote, crazy dance in a tight space button. And I couldn't love that more. If you told me that that dancing robot would occasionally lose it, like you promised, it would lose it once a day for sure. And that's part of the experience, I'm in. I would go to that restaurant. I would eat all three meals there. And I would watch that robot because it could go nuts at any time. I am in. Sign me up.
God, you're dumb.
Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you are caller 20.
Oh, my God. Cool.
You got a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure or Disneyland Park.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
We go to Texas for today's dumb person.
A South Texas woman appeared in federal court today in Waco after troopers found nearly 500 pounds of meth and 40 pounds of heroin during a traffic stop.
500 pounds of meth and 40 pounds of heroin. And she got pulled over at a traffic stop? Like they weren't looking for the drugs?
According to documents, Julie Juarez was pulled over for speeding on Interstate 35 in Hill County.
The only reason they found all those drugs is she was speeding. I've said this 1,000 times. You have to be smart if you're going to be stupid. So if you're going to have 500 pounds of meth in your car, that's stupid. Maybe consider the speed limit.
A canine later detected narcotics in the vehicle. A criminal complaint alleged Juarez picked up the drugs in Mexico, crossed into Texas, and was going to deliver the drugs in Dallas.
Have you ever driven through Texas? Now I sort of understand why she was speeding.
If convicted, she faced a mandatory minimum of 10 years in federal prison and a maximum sentence of up to life in prison.
All because she was speeding and the hundreds of pounds of drugs. Nope. Nice try. Nope. Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do this instead. It's K-Rock. I am a huge fan of the local news channels because they always go crazy when there's any type of weather, especially when it's hot.
People who live here are definitely used to heat, but they're not necessarily used to a heat wave like the one we're getting this week.
Sure. I mean, it's a couple weeks early, but I think everybody can kind of understand the concept that it's hot.
Before we even hit spring here in Southern California, and that's exactly what people need to keep in mind. A week-long heat wave is hitting Southern California several days before winter is even over.
Look, the only way that I know that winter is over and it's spring, or spring is over and it's summer, is it says the words on the calendar. It's not a big change in the weather.
Sweltering temperatures in the high 90s and low 100s could make this the hottest March on record.
All right, let's go to a random person on the street and find out what they think about the heat.
This is just brutal. This is just not fair for March.
You know what? It's not fair for March. March is getting ripped off. March is probably pissed. Who do we talk to?
My birthday's tomorrow, and I've never experienced this heat ever celebrating my birthday.
Okay, I mean, sorry about the whole birthday thing, but you could celebrate it indoors.
Here in Woodland Hills, they'll be flirting with 100 for the next 5 days. And these guys already know what that means.
All right, so some, I assume, older people in Woodland Hills who've been here forever.
I always sweat. My armpits are so sweaty.
That kid was on the news talking about his armpits being all sweaty. That aired on the news. That was on TV.
I can't wait to get back in class for the AC.
All right, seriously, somebody needs to check on that kid because he sounds like he's going down. Here's the mayor, Karen Bass.
Stay out of the sun and try to be inside with air conditioning.
Those are solid suggestions.
And if your home is too hot, come to one of the city's cooling centers.
Mayor Karen Bass held a news conference with city leaders downtown this afternoon, urging Angelenos to make use of cooling centers.
Where are cooling centers? I don't know much about that.
The city has ordered hundreds of libraries and recreation centers to open as cooling centers throughout the extreme heat this week.
Where are all the crowds in the libraries supposed to go? What's that? Oh. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And we've got three things at four coming up next on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. First, three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, yesterday morning, a massive boom was heard from Ohio to Kentucky and was caused by a rare fireball meteor that exploded when it was only 30 feet above the ground.
Wow.
Here's the story.
Tonight, NASA says this bright red fireball streaking through the sky, moving at 40,000 miles per hour and seen from at least 10 states, is a rare daylight meteor crashing into Earth.
Oh, what the was that?
The asteroid bursting through the Earth's atmosphere, sending loud sonic booms, rattling homes from Ohio to Kentucky. The blast so powerful, it shook the ground. The rumbling registering on a seismograph.
It was just like a boom, like that.
The meteor seen just before 9 a.m. for barely 5 seconds, traveling more than 34 miles in the upper atmosphere before breaking apart above Medina, Ohio, and seen across the Northeast. NASA says the meteor, nearly 6 feet in diameter, weighing roughly 7 tons, unleashing the same amount of energy as 250 tons of TNT.
Wow.
Dude, I have to show you the video of this. This is absolutely terrifying. There's always these stories that come out. It's like a meteor is headed toward Earth, but this was legitimately too close for comfort.
And that guy describing it went boom!
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 Okay, number two, a robot at a Chinese hot pot restaurant in the Bay Area is going viral after a routine service shift turned into a full-on mechanical meltdown. This place is known for its high-tech dining experience with robot-assisted service, and the restaurant got a little bit more entertainment than expected when one of the robots started dancing and could not stop. Video
what?
Shows the machine zipping around the floor, moving energetically, knocking into things, and even breaking a few dishes as it ignored all commands. Customers watched in shock. They pulled their phones out, captured the chaos as the robot's performance went from amusing to out of control, and it ultimately took 3 staff members to step in, physically restrain the robot, and shut it down.
Oh, they had to fight him.
They had to hold this thing back. It was crazy.
I would have said, everybody get out of its way. Let it go.
And everyone's just
kind of sitting there looking at it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't like this at
all. I love it.
I don't like it. Number three, yesterday, GameStop issued an official declaration that the Sony PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Nintendo Wii U are now officially retro consoles. They said the ruling was reached following careful analysis of multiple indicators, including the presence of component cables, the lack of Fortnite, and the realization that they launched when George W. Bush was still president.
Wow.
Under GameStop's retro classification standard, the aforementioned systems will now join the ranks of other beloved legacy hardware in the retro category. They're doing this because you can trade these in and get, you know, like a good amount of money for these. But they also said GameStop would like to remind the public that while these systems are now officially classified as retro, they are still very cool, and anyone who owned one at launch is absolutely not old, which immediately made all of us feel really, really old.
Yep.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I always kind of like when bands do this. Temper City is the name of the band. Based what's on publicly available so far, it's an extremely new and intentionally mysterious underground indie artist. And this is their only song, their or his, I don't know. Self-Aware is the name of it, is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. The band is Temper City, and the song is Self-Aware. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Whoop, nope. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent.
Still got about 2 weeks to go, baby.
Gotta stick with it.
Still didn't get in trouble.
There's 3 days grace on K-Rock. Disney is celebrating their 70th celebration at the Disneyland Resort, and we want you to be there.
Another chance to win a 4-pack of Disneyland tickets coming up soon on the world-famous K-Rock. So Cannons are doing their album release show here in the K-Rock sound space, and we are going to hook you up with your passes to get in coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock.
So Saturday night, Sunday morning, a spotlight comes into our bedroom from a helicopter.
What?
Yes. It's Kevin Ryder. It's Megan Holliday. It's K-Rock. The area where I live in, it's not out of place to hear and see a helicopter hovering and with the spotlight on things. And, like, it's not that out of the ordinary. But it was right, like, in my window.
Oh, my God.
So
dude.
I got up and I went out and I was looking out. And I could see the helicopter was circling and was, like, looking, like, at me.
Oh, my God. Were you, like, peering through the window and looking out?
No, I was standing in my underwear. Just
Were you kind of scared?
I wasn't scared as much as confused because I knew that there was no crime going on in my house.
Yeah, well, okay.
But then eventually... Front door, doorbell.
No.
Yep. Go downstairs. I look out and I see like 4 or 5 officers heavily armed.
Oh my God.
Rifles, pistols, helmet, kind of everything.
Like a SWAT team situation. Oh my God. Okay.
So I go out and I say, hey, what's happening? And they say, we're looking for a gang member that is armed and is running through this neighborhood, and we think he jumped over your fence.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Do you have the key to your gate? And I said, yeah, and I started walking out to open the gate, and they go, no, the dog will bite you.
Oh my God.
So I gave them my keys, and they went over and opened it, and then they went into the backyard, and they searched it with the dog and everything else, and there was no one there.
Whoa.
And there was no real sign that the guy was ever there.
Uh-huh.
But what a bizarre, scared way to wake up.
Oh, that's absolutely terrifying.
And that's what we want to talk about today. That is the topic. Something scared you awake.
Yes.
Something scared you awake in the middle of the night. It could be neighbors.
Could be coyotes.
It could be.
That's happened to me before. It scared the hell out of me.
I've had cats fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, my God, it's so brutal. It could be. Who knows?
Yeah, your kid's doing something dumb.
Yeah, your smoke alarm going off.
Yep.
So you were scared awake. That is the topic at 800-520-1067. Call and or text.
And for the best call, you're going to come out to the Cannons album release show on the 27th.
What scared you awake? 800-520-1067. K-Rock, you were scared awake in the middle of the night?
New Year's Eve. We were sleeping. It was 3 a.m. And all of a sudden, we hear noise outside. We all wake up. And there's a man literally inside of the pool who had jumped the fence from our neighbor's house and was swimming in the pool completely obliterated drunk.
I love this man.
I sort of love this as well. We are talking about you were scared awake in the middle of the night, 800-520-1067.
The 626 said, I used to fall asleep while breastfeeding my baby, and I woke up to a bright light coming through the window. I thought it was the police. Removed a very attached baby, stood out with my boobs out, leaking everywhere. It ended up being my brother-in-law.
Oh, great.
High on meth, looking for a shadow person. I've been there before.
I got woken up rudely by the police in the middle of the night on Saturday night. And the topic that we have been talking to you about is something scared you awake in the night. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, we're getting you into the Cannons album release party here in the K-Rock Sound Space on the 27th.
All right, what do you got?
We live, you know, up in the Pasadena area, and we hear noise. We park our cars outside, and then all of a sudden we go, and there's a bear and the cub essentially just roaming around. Like,
did you try to go play with the cub? The mothers love that.
And there is like another bear sitting with it because the trash was out that night,
right?
Eating trash from the bin, and that's how we heard it. It was, they threw the trash bin down and they were just eating the food. And
wow.
Oh my god, you have a lively life.
You too. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I was woken up and almost killed.
You got woken up and almost killed?
Yep. Yeah.
This might be a good time to point out we don't want any killing calls. No murder.
No.
This is a murder-free show.
Oh, my God. What happened?
So I used to live next to an older lady where her husband, I want to say 30 years ago, planted a tree. Just let it grow, like, wildly. And there was a very bad thunderstorm with, like, a lot of wind. And my room was next to her tree.
Right.
When it fell over, it broke into the roof, and some of the branches broke into the window, and there's like the window and the branches. Yeah, like the branches and the glass fell on me.
Oh my God. How frightening.
That's insane to wake up like that.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
So I was taking a nap before my shift. I was a server back then, and I heard some really weird noises outside, and I opened the front door of my house, and there's an urban tank in the middle of the freaking street.
An urban tank?
It was literally an armored tank. The SWAT team was in the front
yard.
Oh! A guy barricaded himself in his house across the street. So I called my boss and said, I can't go to work. There's a tank blocking my driveway. A tank woke me up in the middle of Long Beach. Downtown
that
Long Beach.
Doesn't happen every day. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, what's up, K-Rock? I got one of those scared awake stories.
Let's hear it.
All right, so a couple years ago, I was napping in my back room, and I don't know if y'all remember, there was, like, tornadoes in the LA area a couple years back.
Yes!
Yep.
All right, so I was napping, and I got shocked awake to the loudest noise I ever heard. I thought my neighbor's house exploded. Turns out the 70-foot pine tree we had in the backyard got knocked over by the tornado and smashed our garage and flattened his brand-new barbecue.
Wow!
Oh, my God!
You could have died.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
Wow.
Yeah, you never think in your life you're going to experience a tornado in Los Angeles, ever.
Yeah, especially one that almost killed you.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm glad you made it, dude.
You were scared awake is what we're talking about on K-Rock.
Okay, I got a text from the 661. I was woken up in the middle of the night by a loud banging noise in the living room. Sounded like an intruder. I went out there butt naked to investigate and saw something in the corner moving around.
Ooh.
I yelled and ran towards it. Not sure what I thought it was going to do, only to find a balloon that got caught in a ceiling fan. My wife was so impressed with my bravery that we made a baby after that. Nice one.
That's nice. Were you ever scared awake has been our question for the last hour, and we have gotten a lot of phone calls.
Flooded.
And texts. We're going to have to do this again at some point.
Oh, 100%.
800-520-1067. You were scared awake?
I grew up in Texas. I've had a tornado. I lived in Long Beach. I've had the SWAT team. This terrified me. It was in the 90s. I was a deadhead. I was the guy who had the bus, right? So we were on tour. And one of the dudes with us was really, really tripping hard. We all went to sleep. He comes back into the bus. He hovers over me, and I hear a skittering noise.
Did you say skittering? I don't like that.
That's a word.
And I wake up, and this fucking crazy LSD-addled guy is holding a raccoon over my bed going, what kind of a dog do you think this is? And I literally shit myself. The raccoon had eaten one of the sugar cubes with the substance on it.
Excellent. No.
Crapping and scratched the guy. He dropped it on me and my girlfriend.
Wow.
An LSD-addled raccoon dropped on your lap after a dead show.
You do not want any part of that.
I wish I could have partied with you.
Megan, you would have loved it.
I really would have.
I'm lucky I still have a nipple. I'm lucky I still have a nipple. It was touch and go. It was touch and go there for a while. But yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I was scared awake. So unfortunately, I am dating a musician, and they come home pretty late all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was sleeping, I hear this big crash. It was like, and I was like, what in the world was that? So I grabbed my bedside table knife. I walk out into the living room and it's pitch black and I'm like, hello, like, are you there? And all I hear is watch. Like, what? Watch. Like a really bad tone.
What does he
like
mean by
demon?
That?
Puking. And I slip and fall in his puke.
Oh, man.
Yes, and I slip and fall into it in the pitch black. And what he knocked over was our bookshelf trying to take off his shoes.
No!
So it comes down to dumbassery.
It was horrible, yes.
Oh, man, that is not how you want to be woken up.
No, oh, my God.
How do you beat a raccoon on LSD?
You really...
You know what I mean?
Like, and he almost lost a nipple.
He's touch and go with the
touch
nipple.
Touch and go, and it's Terry.
Terry, hi.
Yes, hello.
Your days of following the dead around and having a LSD rattled raccoon dropped on you have paid off.
Finally.
Yeah.
You got tickets to see Cannons. They're going to be at the K-Rock Sound Space on the 27th of March.
Whoa.
That was cool.
That was cool.
He said, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys.
The demon.
It's the
demon. Demon's back.
I knew it. Who would like to visit Disneyland?
I would. So if you want to go with me because you're going to have a 4-pack of tickets, then you know where to find me. And your shot to win is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.